21. We have a few items bring up before we get started, so you know what the ground rules are. Social distancing will be practiced during this meeting, and you will be asked to keep appropriate spacing 6 feet away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may continue two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning. Board of County Commissioners Zoning, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. That's a good point. We are a recommending board. We don't make the final decision. It'll go on to either the Planning Commission or the Board of County Commissioners to make that final decision. So if you don't like ours, you might want to keep following it. And any of the mail that you got is not based on this board meeting. It's based on the Planning Commission or the Board of County Commissioners meeting. We don't like it. It's the way it is. So you can, if you would, just leave that out of any comments that you'd like to make. You can go ahead and make them if you want, but there's nothing we can do about it. Please see your county commissioner. Please at this time turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside. You have a lobby right there, or if the weather's getting better, you can go out here and discuss anything you'd like to do to my left out there. With a 48-hour request, if for some reason you couldn't make this meeting or any future meetings, you are allowed to send in your request for any accommodations. Supporting material provided to the board, will members of this meeting may be requested from the secretary. If you wish if you do not wish to attend this meeting, which is kind of late to tell you this, but for future, you can make your comments to us by 5 o'clock, and they'll be forwarded to this board to take into consideration. With that, if you'd all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with
liberty
and justice for all.
Thank you. Do what I say, not what I do.
Yeah, that's right. All right, okay. All of the board members, if you note, are present. And the secretary, Maureen Helm, is sitting at the end of the day. Can we have staff introductions?
Thank you. I'll go first. Good evening, everyone. My name is Julie Rowland. I'm from the Clark County Planning Department. I'm here with one member tonight. Beatrice Martinez, Clark County Commissioner's Executive Office.
Stephanie Hallisey, Clark County Commissioner's Executive Office.
I guess that's it. All right. For the public comment, item number 2 on your agenda, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the table. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, please. Spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson on the board by majority vote. If you do not, okay, 1 minute. We've already gone through that. So, is there anyone that has anything to say about what's on this agenda tonight before we get started? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to approval of the minutes for March 29th.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion for approval of our last meeting minutes with no changes or substitutions.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of March 29th, 2021, with no changes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for March 30th, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for March 30th, 2021, as presented.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, March 30th, 2021, with no changes, and as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items? With that, we'll move on to the planning and zoning, number six. First item, DR 20-0520, School Board of Trustees, holdover design reviews for the following. One, finished grade and retaining walls in conjunction with a school on 8.0 acres in a PF public facility zone generally located on the north side of Cherokee Lane, 100 feet east of Algonquin Drive within Paradise.
Good evening. Lucy Gonzalez, CCSC Rural Property Management. Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Address is 1180 Military Tribute Place, Henderson, 89074. I would like to respectfully request that our item be heard a little bit later in the meeting at your discretion. My design professional is currently experiencing a wonderful Las Vegas traffic situation and has all our exhibits with him.
Okay.
So he would be so kind.
So you don't want to do a puppet show?
Well, I could.
Okay.
So we'll just try this?
Yeah.
So we'll try it for you.
Thank you so very much.
Item number two. UC 21-0087, Shift Park use permits for the following: allow alcohol sales, liquor packaged only, and two, allow alcohol sales, beer and wine packaged only. Design review for a liquor store on a portion of 5.4 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the adult use overlay district, generally located between Highland Drive and Western Avenue on the south side of Desert Inn Road within Paradise. Anyone here for that item?
Yes.
Thank you.
Would you like me to use the mic?
Please.
Yes. Push up the push the button up so it lights up. Push it up.
Okay. I'm Jared Jennings, local counsel for Liquor World. Representing tonight and presenting this to you. I have Ronnie Shimon, who is the owner and operator of Liquor World here, that can help us with any questions as well. Do they have them?
Do we have an address?
The address of the location.
Your address?
Yeah. Which address?
3301 through 3309 Western Avenue is the location.
Okay.
The site location is 308 Highland Drive in Las Vegas. We're here tonight to ask for your approval for a special use permit to allow the sale of packaged liquor within an M1 zone. We appreciate the hard work that the county staff have put in with us in completing our application with their recommendation for approval. We provided to you agenda item number two. A little background, as you can see in the application, the licensee is an operator of 7+ liquor stores here, with several in your jurisdiction. With over 12 years of experience, they've employed 75 employees and have established a history of giving back to the community. This specific location will create 9 additional jobs full-time jobs, and also will add much needed warehouse space that they need, just designed in the premises, that will be used to help make their company's entire supply chain and operations more efficient. So, if you have any questions, we'd like to answer them for you.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if no one on the board has any questions or comments, I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I appreciate the notation of the baby changing table in the liquor store bathroom.
It's not
required. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number three, WS210069, Vegas 888 Land Company LLC. Waivers of development standards for the following: increased sign area, 2, increased sign height, and 3, reduced sign separation. Design review for 3 proposed temporary signs on premises for sale sign in conjunction with an existing multiple family residential development on 3.7 acres in the H1 Limited Resort Apartment Zone. Generally located on the east side of Hugh Hefner Drive and the north side of Nevso Drive within Paradise. Is the applicant here? Okay.
Motion to trail that one as well?
I guess so. See if I show it. Item number four. WS210080 HHP Calsex, yes. Owner LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increased sign area, and 2, increased sign height. Design review for proposed temporary sign on premises for sale sign in conjunction with an existing multiple family residential development on 6.0 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Sands Avenue and the west side of Paradise within Paradise. Is that applicant here?
Same sign company. I'll make a motion to trail it to the end.
Yes. Have a motion to trail.
Getting clear.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, item number five.
There's a winner. All
right. Somebody's here.
Wow. Right. Somebody knows what they're doing.
Let me read it into the record before you get started. UC 210073 Decatur Flamingo Garden LLC, use permit for massage establishment in conjunction with existing commercial center on 2.6 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located in the northeast corner of Decatur Boulevard and Nevso Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, Kirk Kennedy. I'm counsel for the applicant, Zenwin LLC, address 815 South Casino Center Boulevard, 89101, Nevada Bar number 5032. We're here today on a request for the issuance of a special use permit. This is a C2 zoned location. It does meet the separation requirements. I believe staff does not have any adamant opposition to it. At least when I had my discussions with the planner, that was what I was advised. So I'm asking the board here to go ahead and approve the special use permit. This will be a massage establishment subject to the 9 p.m. closing requirements, and I believe they meet all the other separation issues that have been worked out. I'd ask you to approve it.
Is there anyone here in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
So this is a brand new, it's not a renewal or...
Right, yes ma'am, brand new application.
And though the staff recommendation doesn't have it this time, there's usually a 1-year requirement for a public hearing for massage establishment, so I would recommend that we add that in.
That's fine.
Okay. Sounds like you want to make a motion.
Anything too? Okay, I would make a motion to approve this application subject to the preliminary staff conditions with the addition of a 1-year review of the public hearing.
Is So we have a motion to approve, subject to the preliminary staff conditions, and a 1 year as a public hearing. Review as a public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good evening.
That's number one.
Moving right along back to
this could be a record for you, John.
So we will at this point go back to item number one. Item number one, BR 20-0520 School Board of Trustees, holdover design reviews for the following: one, finished grade; two, retaining walls in conjunction with a school on 8.0 acres in a PF public facility zone generally located on the north side of Cherokee Lake, 100 feet east of Algonquin Drive within Paradise. There's the microphone right there, and push it up, the little light will come on, and give his name and address.
Yes, I'm Ed Tanny with Tanny Engineering at 6030 South Jones, and we're on behalf of the applicant, which is the Clark County School District. And I'm not going to go through the whole rigmarole again, because I think everybody may be familiar with it from the last presentation that I made, and I spoke with John yesterday concerning this. We came back with what you guys were after, and that's a series of pictures that will help demonstrate a little bit better on what we're asking for. If I can draw your attention to the actual school site, this is sitting right behind the Boulevard Mall on Maryland Parkway. This is Cherokee Lane down on the south side. And what we're doing is that we're basically filling in an area in this extreme northeast corner of the school. And we there's something to show that a little bit better. This will show it. So this is the existing school, and what I was just showing you was the proposed build-out. So we're going to graze this and then rebuild. And you can see the corner in the northeast. Kind of a long story short is this used to be a drainage easement where a storm drain daylight from the school and it drains back to Cherokee off to the south. And then a couple of home builders were able to vacate the drainage easement. They just kind of locked it off and left an abandoned area back here. And all we're asking for is the ability to come back and put a retaining wall in along the property line, raise the site, and bring back into the actual school site. So this, again, is the proposed build-out on it. So this is the area we're talking about. And then, this really is the, well, that's upside down. So I'll show you on here. So John, I wanted to show you guys an actual view. This would be a vantage point of the property owner, which would be sitting up there. Right here, this property, looking back into the wall, right there. And you know, Dave Little from my office did a great job, I think, on showing a rendering that would show basically the wood fence, and then you would see the 2-foot retaining wall sitting behind that, then a chain link fence sitting on top of that, so that would be the vantage. And then just for the heck of it, we put in a couple of pictures to show you, you know, the fence that would be viewed, that's sitting on that third photo. And then you can see it again from a different vantage point on that fourth photo, and then again on the last one. So anyway, we're just hoping to get your approval on this to build the retaining wall, just to try to clean up the whole area. So I'll turn it over to you with any questions.
Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, at our last meeting, I was probably the strongest advocate for having some improved diagrams and illustrations so that we could make an informed decision. I think that the staff and Ed have actually done so, and they've done a very good job with it and have made an adequate presentation tonight for me to go ahead and make a recommendation for support.
I just have just a little bit of a question. Mm-hmm. Not this whole area is going to get cleaned up.
Yeah.
About. Now, their fence is going to stay.
It right? will.
Okay. Then you're going to put up a block wall. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a chain link fence on top of that. Yeah,
on top of the wall.
Okay. On top of this.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. And that's where you're getting your 6 foot height?
Yeah, so basically the new chain link would be probably a couple of feet above the wood slab.
Okay.
Wasn't the
then
gentleman?
You're having the wood, then you're having, I'm sorry, but I
the wood's existing, sir. I'm sorry.
And you've got, and then you're going to have wood there.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep it cleaned up and the people out of it. And
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. What's much going back there? Just the buses are coming around it too.
Yeah, the bus will be on the opposite side, so that's just the vantage point from that gentleman's backyard.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because you were asking about the chain link, wasn't the gentleman's concern that he'd look at a concrete wall?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why we asked for pictures?
Yes.
Right. So he's not going to look at a concrete wall?
No.
Okay.
Not according to that.
Yeah. No, he won't be going to keep his fence existing, just like it is right now.
So, following up, we do have the intent of being able to go back there and clean it.
Oh yeah.
And to access, right? From on the site?
Yeah. So basically this will all be filled back in. You know, we have curb and gutter right back here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very small strip here which will be landscaped, and we'll have trees and planting in there.
Okay.
So that's kind of shown behind that.
Because, you know, all the Costco bags with
all that
Vaughn. That's not right. Vaughn's bags and all those things are going to collect back there. But
from the palm trees.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I think it'll be a lot better.
Yeah. So, Mr. Chair, if there's no further comments or questions, I'd like to make a motion for approval of the item subject to staff conditions.
So we have a motion to approve subject to the preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much, and thank you for tabling me. So I get there. So I appreciate that.
No problem. Oh, here's you probably want this for your next.
I'll get
this
actually. Give me the board of county commissioners.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. They'll like it as well.
Okay, item number 3, Vegas 888 Land Company, LLC, are they here? For the HHP, what is that? Anybody pronounce that?
What?
Number
Calcip?
4. Calcip? Calcip? Is that what it is? Owner LLC, I don't believe they're here either. So do we have a motion to
return to board?
Return to board.
Go ahead, John. You just did it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Motion to have item number 3, WS210069, Vegas 8 Land Company, LLC, and WS210080 HHP, Calcep Owner, LLC. Motion to return to board.
April 15th.
April 13th
meeting?
That sounds good. That's the date.
It does sound good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. And let's see. I take it there's no general business. All right. Where am I? Okay. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Just jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium table. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. Nobody's here to do that?
No.
All right. The next meeting is April the 13th, 2021. Do we have a motion?
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.